Episode 5, Red Tape.
Oh, what's wrong with these people? Up to now, they've been as useful as the Zimbabwean banking sector.
What I object to is having so many forms to fill in. Whoever created red tape must have huge royalties.
Ah, yeah, second that. Look at this questionnaire. What would you say your gender is? Now, I'd select woman, but I could also choose non-binary amongst several others. What's that when it's at home?
I'll grab my phone and Google it. Non-binary. Says here that it's an umbrella term for those who don't identify as male or female.
What? Unless you've got both, you've surely got to be one or t'other, don't you? I tell you who I blame for all this. Political correctness.
Could not agree more. I've heard it's political correctness that's encouraged us not to sing nursery rhymes as we used to. I've never ever come across a multicoloured sheep in my life, but there you go.
That's awful. What's that ring-a-ring-a-roses now called?
Dance around in circles with a common cold. Ah, oh, Louis told me that.
Oh, they do like to keep you waiting, don't they?
Well, it is the council, Betty. Kings of procrastination. I know. Let's play a game to pass the time.
You don't have to.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with D.
Honestly, Mavis, it's okay.
Beginning with D.
Desk.
No.
Dog.
No.
Am I even close?
Keep trying.
All right, one more go. Dog.
Ooh, so close. Can't see one of those, though.
Look over there. That blind man has a guide dog.
In normal I spy circumstances, I'd give you half a point, but big difference between my word and yours.
They say you can go off people quickly. So come on then, what's your word?
Dog's body. We're surrounded by them.
Hey, we were here before him.
I bet he ticked non-binary.
What have happened to good old-fashioned morals, eh? Years ago, everyone knew the unwritten rules.
Oh, I miss those days.
No one holds doors open anymore. They slam them in your face.
No sweet hello down the street, just verbal abuse.
Whatever happened to the police?
Well, Sting went solo.
No, oh, I mean, no, never mind. I say, despite all of his faults, Harold has always kept me safe.
Yeah, I suppose I'd say the same about Frank.
Only suppose.
It's just you've got to catch him at the right time.
When's that, then?
Whenever Fred Dibner isn't on Dave talking about trains. You know, according to Dave on Freeview, Gordon Brown is still Prime Minister.
Ticket number 47, please come to reception.
Thank the heavens, we're up. Come on, Mavis, let's sort out our council tax and we can go back home.
Aye.
Queuing was created and written by Robin Popley. Theme tune also written by Robin Popley. Queuing stars Alex Ashurst as Betty and Angela Whitmore as Mavis. Guest appearance Robin Popley. Recorded at Aspect Studios. Produced by Andy Gursky and Robin Popley.